Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Today, we head north to a special place called Lake Villa. Hang out with us today, and we'll show you why Lake Villa should be your hometown. Brought to you by McDonald's and the Village of Lake Villa. Here's Wendy.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. And this is sponsored by McDonald's and the Village of Lake Villa. And look who's on the line with us. It's Mayor Jim McDonald. Any relation to the McDonald's fame?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, all right. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. I love these segments because I grew up in Brookfield and I moved to LaGrange, so I haven't really ventured out very far. So I like to find out what other suburbs are out there. And Lake Villa, how far away is Lake Villa?
We're about 50 miles north of Chicago.
And what are some of your neighboring towns for people who haven't been out there?
Aniak, Lindenhurst, Fox Lake, Round Lake Beach.
And you got a big lake out there, don't you?
Many lakes. We're the gateway to the lake region. Our main one is Cedar Lake. It's right in the heart of our town.
So I have been out that way. I've been on a boat there. It's great. It's a very small historic town. Tell us about that.
Yes, we're a community that's full of nature, where history comes together to create a place we're proud to call home. It's a great place to raise your family, grow your business. We always welcome you with open arms.
Now, you grew up there, right? You've been there your whole life?
Correct.
And then village trustee for 24 years, and you were pals with the previous mayor, and then you're like, you know what? I'm going to be mayor someday. And you have been mayor of Lake Villa for how long?
I'm finishing up my eighth year. My term will be up in the spring.
You going to keep going?
One more time.
What are some of your favorite things to do in Lake Villa?
Oh, our favorite things to do are our special events. We are the only one to host a St. Patrick's Day parade, the only one in Lake County, I should say. So that's a big hit. We have our annual Easter egg hunt. We do music in the parks and picnic in the parks, where we have food trucks and live music and bands. We do a holiday parade and tree lighting ceremony, and that's always the Saturday after Thanksgiving, or Small Business Saturday, we call it. And our biggest event of all is our celebration of fall, which this year is a week from this Saturday, September 7th, from 3 to 8, where we have 90 food vendors, including local crafters, businesses, organizations, institutions, and food vendors. We have, like I said, live music and bands between 3 and 8 p.m. We have five different bands playing at all times. Entertainment and activities for the kids and the family in our park. Hay rides, bago tournament, touch a truck, kids games, pumpkin painting.
Wow.
And we top the night off with a fireworks display over Cedar Lake.
Okay, that has got to be so incredible to see the fireworks over the lake. Now, you mentioned something pretty much for every season, picnics in the park. Do you do that throughout the summer?
Yes, the whole summer, yes.
And this, what's your favorite season? Because, see, here's the thing. I love fall, and you were just telling us all about this celebration of fall that starts September 7th. Fall is so beautiful, and I bet with all the trees and the lake, it's gorgeous out there.
Yes, it is. And we do it in September just because weather starts changing quickly in October, and that is one of my favorite months also.
Yeah, you know what, though? Lately, it's like the climate is shifting a little bit, so it still can be 80 degrees in October.
It's been 80 the last few years, and it is our biggest event. This is like our fourth year doing it, and we get 8,000 to 10,000 people come.
Holy
to visit
our moly!
Town.
That's great.
We have a great turnout.
That's excellent. All right. Do you have any favorite restaurants in Lake Villa? Although you're the mayor, you probably can't pinpoint it.
I go to all of them. You can ask all of them. I would recommend any of them. And besides our restaurant, we have one of the biggest breweries in Lake County. We have Harbor Brewing Company right in the heart of our downtown.
Okay. Now you're talking my language, beer.
There you go.
All right. And is it kind of like, how big is the town? Like, how many people live there?
Our population's right around 8,800. We're a smaller community.
And you all kind of know each other, don't you?
Yes. My saying is it's a great place where neighbors become friends.
Yeah, I like that as well. I like the whole thing of community, and it sounds like that's going very strong in Lake Villa. John Hansen has just texted me and said that your brewery is awesome. So thumbs up from John Hansen.
Yeah, it was hard to get him out of there. He really liked it.
Yeah, that sounds like a thing for him. Now, we can go, or listeners, you can go to WGNradio.com and watch the feature of Lake Villa, including Mayor Jim McDonald. It sounds like you have a good thing going over there.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for having us.
And what do you do, like, around Christmas time, too? Does Santa Claus come to Lake Villa? Does he make the trek?
Oh, yes, that's our, we have a holiday parade that I talked about in tree lighting ceremony.
Wow.
Santa Claus comes in on a fire truck, and we then, he helps us do the tree lighting, and we've had ice sculptures before. We have a, in our Lehman Park, we have one of the biggest displays of Christmas decorations and holiday decorations throughout the whole park, and people walk through.
That's just good. All right. You got a nice little thing, like I said, going in Lake Villa, and sorry you're not related to Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, me too.
Such a pleasure to meet you, and we'll check out more at WGNradio.com. Thank you, Mayor McDonald.
Okay, thank you, Wendy.
It took everything in my power not to say Mayor McCheese, by the way. Your hometown featuring Lake Villa. We do this every month here on WGN. Gateway to the Lake Region. We're going to talk to someone from the Lake Villa restaurant coming up later on. And you can find out, as I mentioned, more about Lake Villa at WGNradio.com/your hometown. It's sponsored by McDonald's and the Village of Lake Villa.
To get more Your Hometown content and submit suggestions for your hometown, visit WGNradio.com/your hometown.